I can talk about creative arts, which is my own school. I can talk about the university as a whole. I can talk about all sorts of things.
Yeah, could you tell us a bit about the university as a whole? What are the benefits of studying at the University of Hertfordshire?
Okay, so we're one of what is known as a modern university in the UK. So about 25 years ago, the UK went through a process of realizing it needed more universities, and it started to upgrade and convert what had been polytechnic colleges into universities. And you're going through a similar process here right now, because a lot of places at Capilano and Kwantlen and so on are becoming universities. So for us, what that means for our university is that we're much more focused on practical skill development. So the traditional British universities, what we would call the Russell Group universities, are focused on research. And they're sort of what you think of when you think of a British university,
right.
A little bit conservative, very intellectual, very much doing, you know, doing research, Stephen Hawking and all of these people. Whereas the modern universities are very focused on getting, training people for careers, thinking about what is needed in the industry. We work very closely with industry. We do a lot of programs where, for undergraduate students, all of our programs offer students the chance to mix work and study.
Right.
So they're designed really for people who are going to university in order to
get a career
out of it. So that's where we are. We're one of the big ones. We're 25,000 students. We're one of the larger universities in the UK. And we offer the full range of things. We offer engineering and law and business, education. We're well known in a couple of areas. One of them is that we're very well known for aeronautical engineering, which is one of those sort of things that came out historically, because we were built on the land that had belonged to de Havilland, who were one of the great airplane companies of the mid-20th century. And we're very well known in my own school for creative arts. We're one of the top animation and film schools in the world. So we're very, very focused on practical career skills.
Right, exactly.
And I think one of the main advantages for someone who is interested in that in the UK is that a UK master's is only 1 year. So it's 12 months, and it's very intensive. You don't get a break. We might give you a few days off at Christmas if you're good. But you do an immense amount. You come back with a qualification that is equivalent to a Canadian master's degree. So for someone who knows what they want and is doing this because they know what they want to do next and where they're going, a British master's can be a very good way to get there, because it's faster. And it's very, very focused.
And it gets you into the career that you want.
And it gets you into the career that you want. Exactly.
A lot sooner.
Yeah.
So I understand that you studied abroad in UK.
Yeah, I did. Well, I've done a whole bunch of things. I grew
a whole
up
bunch,
here.
Yeah.
I actually grew up here. I did my undergraduate degree at Simon Fraser. And then I left Canada. I went to Southern Africa to work as a journalist. And then various things happened, and I ended up working at the university. I taught journalism for a long time. I did my doctorate in the UK, and now I work at a university. So a British PhD is also quite different to a Canadian PhD, if anyone's thinking of one. I've just spoken to a student now about doing a PhD in maths, and a British PhD is 3 years full-time, and it is a single project. So traditionally, a PhD in North America, you would do preliminary exams, you would do a whole range of things. You enroll, you spend your first year or two doing classes, doing exams, and those exams can be quite horrible. I mean, I've got a lot of friends who did the Canadian PhD, and you know, I remember them.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends doing it too.
And then you do your research project. Now, what happens in the UK is you do your research project, that's all you do. So it's a three-year project. In the humanities and social sciences, it's about 85,000 words. In the hard sciences, it can be a lot less, but then, you know, there's a lot more in those words.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, it works very well. I think the entire British education system works very well for people who are focused and know what they want, rather than for people who are exploring. I will be honest with you, when I have my own undergraduates, the ones who are still kind of thinking what they want to do, and they're kind of going, oh, I'm not sure, and I'd like to do this or that, I actually think they would be better off coming to North America.
Yeah.
Because your undergraduate programs are very forgiving of someone who's trying a bit of this and that. ours are very focused, but if you are career minded, it's really, really worth doing.
Yeah, for someone who knows exactly what they want to do and wants to get into it as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Not wasting any time. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about the transition from North America to living abroad? I know that you did a couple things in between your degrees, but... Yeah, for someone who's lives here and wants to.
It's really interesting. It's changed completely. I left Canada. Oh my God. That's okay. I left Canada for the first time in 1992, and I lost contact with everybody I knew except my family members, because there was no Facebook. There was barely an internet. Nowadays, of course, it's a lot easier. You know, I remember going and sending one or two letters home a year. You know, my father had no idea where I was, if I was alive or anything else. That's changed. Excuse me. That's changed a huge amount. And the culture difference has changed. You know, it's not as big a culture shock.
Right.
But there still are things. And I think things that people find different and interesting. I mean, there's always, you know, the stuff like, it's impossible to understand the British obsession with football until you actually live there, because it's not about the sport. It's about your relationship with the team. Football is like religion. So, you know, kids inherit their football team from their father and their grandfather. Right. They might not live in that city anymore, but
that's it follows
the team.
You.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they're those sort of things. I think traveling really makes a difference in your life. It makes you understand who you are. And I was talking to a friend of mine here recently. I've just come back for this trip, and I had dinner with some old friends, and one of them said to me, you know, you had no idea who you were when you left. And she's absolutely right. When I left, I was a few years out of university, and I had no idea who I was or what I was doing. And being in a foreign environment forces you to think about the things that matter to you. And it means that you make more active choices, because I think when you stay at home and you stay in your own environment, you tend to let choices happen to you.
Yeah, exactly. You get comfortable.
You do. And so it's not, you know, everybody goes through horrible homesickness. Everybody has a moment of, why am I doing this? But it really does make a massive difference in who you are and finding out who you are and working out the things that matter to you.
Exactly.
You know, whether you stay or whether you do 1 year and come home again, it'll change who you are. And I think that's the biggest part of it, is really that.
Really important.
Yeah,
really
it is. It's essential.
Thank you, Megan. Any last words about anyone who is interested in coming to the University of Hertfordshire?
Not really. I mean, look us up. Go on social media. You know, choosing a university these days is really so much different to what it was when I was a student, because you went to the campus and you looked and you made a decision. So, but see what's going on with social media. I mean, you know, I'm an academic. I'm supposed to pretend that the point of university is education and classes, but it's also other things. And, you know, the university's got a great student union. It's got a fabulous live music program, because we teach music, but we've also got one of the best music venues. So if modern, you know, contemporary live music is your thing, then we're one of the great ones to come to, because everybody plays us, because we've got a great space and we've got great engineers and things like that. So look at the other stuff as well. You know, look into what the student societies do. Look into all that kind of thing as well, because university does become your community.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a really important part of it. But and the other thing is that British universities are free to apply to. We don't charge people for applications, which I think is a weird
thing
that people do here. And we're all really, really friendly. We are. So contact people and say, look, I'm interested, because every university spends a lot of time talking to people about why you should come there. So if you're thinking about a university, don't be afraid to send an email or contact someone. Someone will get back to you. It's not just us, it's everyone.
Yeah.
You know, we're not big faceless institutions. We're actually people. So
exactly. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Megan Knight from University of Hertfordshire. We will be back soon with more interviews here on CITR 101.9 FM.